Are you ready for Christmas? The world says you need lots of stuff to be ready, but we actually need to drop everything and seek the King of Kings in order to be ready. Not marketable, but mesmerizingly true. Let's be like the shepherds who dropped everything to see and worship the King of Kings, our Lord Jesus Christ in Bethlehem. Did they have perfect Christmas clothes? No. Did they even smell good? Likely not. Did they have the perfect gifts for Christ? Nope. But they opened their hearts to the most enormous eternal gift ever, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Himself. And they celebrated Christmas in the best way. Today, are you accidentally letting others set your priorities? Have you or I been distracted by the artificial Christmas lights when instead we need to focus on the light of the world? Or maybe Christmas memories hurt. I relate to that because of loved ones dying near Christmas. But let me share what has helped me. True Christmas is for the grieving. For the grieving, Christmas bursts forth hope in Christ because He didn't forsake us on a planet that forsook God. Christmas reminds us that Christ came for each of us and He is coming again. Christmas shows Christ coming for all of us who needed a Savior so desperately. So even when grief sinks deep, His love reaches there. His comfort comes. It's because Christ answers the core of every human desire. Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah! The beauty of Christmas is Christ, pure and eternal. Oh, His love, His sacrifice, His joy, His comfort. Celebrate Christmas with me as a shepherd this year. Come and abide in Him. Worship Him as King of Kings. Come as you are. Receive Him. Repent, and He will transform you and me. Be present in the presence of the King. John 15:5 says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. 1 Peter 1:8. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are who you are. We trust you. We put all our faith in you, our Lord Jesus Christ, as Savior and Lord. We repent. We turn to you. We welcome you. Please rule our lives. We worship you. We rely on you alone for salvation. And we ask for your comfort this Christmas as we miss loved ones. We ask for just a surge of joy that is inexpressible and unexplainable apart from you. Help us to share your love and comfort and joy with others this Christmas. We pray for all prayer requests for your best, Lord. Pray for all churches that you would draw people to yourself, that people would know you and grow in you. And we pray for just all those listening right now for your best for them, your will, your kingdom to come. We bless your name together in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Worship Christ as a shepherd this Christmas. Worship Christ. Remember to pray for those that you have been just accidentally ignoring because of your Christmas plans that sometimes get out of hand. Remember to pray for those that the Lord puts on your heart. Ask Him to show you the people that you're accidentally ignoring because of the Christmas chaos that often comes at this time of year, and reach out to those people with the love of Christ and worship Him with them, with a special sense of His presence. Love God, love others this Christmas.